judge to make you. A DSM will make you. Kommissar will make you. Deutschland will make you.
And of course, this hour is brought to you by AZBOTR. That is Business Owners Tax Relief. And explore how to reduce your taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities. 623-888-3210. And I'm really excited to have our next guest on because I was in Sedona, Joseph, you know, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
For the Sedona Film Festival. And there's a great film festival coming up right now in Sedona. Actually, I think the 27th of May to 31st of May, the Luminant Film Festival. And we have the executive director of the Luminant Film Festival, Danette Wolpert, on the line. Danette, how are you?
I'm great this morning. Thank you.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, we have something in common, and you didn't know that. Take a guess. I saw your resume, and I'll tell you right now. I used to work for Kenneth Leventhal, which merged with Ernst & Young. Have you ever heard that name before?
Well, certainly I spent many years working at Ernst & Young, so yes.
Yeah, and so that's sort of cool. What years were you there?
I was there starting in 1999,
oh,
for
99.
About 4 years.
Okay, cool. What city was that?
Washington, D.C., although, okay. You know, my clients were all over the country.
Wow. So that's interesting because the question is, wow, from obviously one of the big four CPA firms to executive director of the Luminant Film Festival, how did that transform? I mean, how did that get to be? They seem so opposite.
They are. You know, I found myself, even though I truly enjoyed the nature of my work at Ernst & Young, and certainly my brain was happy, but my soul wasn't. And I found myself one day in my office, you know, working for a big Fortune 500 client, and I looked next to me into this magazine, and I saw a picture of somebody mountaineering in the wilderness, and it called to me, like, what am I doing? You know, what am I devoting my life to? And I pictured myself, you know, at age 85, looking back on my life and thinking, you know, is this what I will be proud of when I'm looking back on my life? And then it just came to me that it wasn't my soul's purpose. And then I thought, well, what is? And of course, I didn't know at the time, but I did know that it was more along the lines of contributing to society through, you know, personal journeys and inner growth, because that's what truly inspired me. And so I jumped ship, and I found film, which I felt was a vehicle for education and inspiration.
Well, I think it's cool. We've been to many film festivals, you know, Sedona, Phoenix, and Joseph, maybe you've been to others too. And but this one, and I haven't been to this one, the Luminant Film Festival, and it is May 27th through the May 31st in Sedona?
It is, and it's our second year. We launched last year in 2014, and we're all wonderfully surprised by the success of our first year. We brought an audience from 23 states and 8 international cities.
Well, I'll tell you, there's no surprise to me that there's a surprise, because first of all, Sedona's beautiful, but second of all, actually, there's 3 points I have here. One is that this is beyond film. This is really changing perspective, changing, enhancing awareness. These are things that people definitely need help with, there's no doubt. But also, I'm a big fan of the film that won last year. I think you called it the million-dollar movie, A Case Study of Awake, the life of Paramahansa Yogananda, called Awake. I did see that film here in Phoenix. Big fan, Love is Principles, and that did well last year, didn't it?
You know, Dave, that film has been a phenomenon. We were the second in the country to find it, and had the Southwest premiere last year, which sold out in 2 hours. We put the tickets online at midnight, and by 2 a.m. it was sold out. And so, you know, we added some screenings. And, you know, people all over the world resonated so much with that film because it has impacted their lives. And Yogananda himself, you know, brought yoga from the East to the West and ultimately ushered, you know, into reality many different forms of the yoga that we practice today. So it was a scramble. People were really anxious to get those tickets. And the film has done incredibly well since then. And it has really become a model for how conscious cinema can emerge in the world.
Yeah, I could see this film, I mean, just helping so many people. And it's sort of cool that in Phoenix, only an hour and a half away from Sedona, you have one of the Self-Realization Fellowship temples here, which is a nice one. It's on a smaller size, but a very, very nice one. And, of course, in L.A., you know, you got, like, Shrine, and you got a bunch of, I think in San Diego you have some stuff, too. So I you know, this intrigues me, and I wish I could go this year, but I can't because I'm going to be away out of town during the time you have this film festival. But are you going to have it every year the same time?
We are, in general, the weekend after Memorial Day weekend annually here in Sedona.
Well, that's perfect because I'm going to set my calendar because, again, I you know, the third point is that it's more than film, isn't it? It's really those who are seeking transformation, seeking a higher level of awareness. And how do you go wrong with that? I mean, it's not just for entertainment watching these films. It's really beyond self-improvement.
It is. We are pioneers of immersive movie going, which I've actually seen it start to catch on even since last year. You know, because how many times have we walked out of the movie theater and, you know, been distracted by, you know, anything from, you know, the ice cream store next door to, you know, the kids yelling in the back seat, and we don't really have a chance to integrate what has come up within us, you know, during that movie. And so we've extended that experience so that once you're finished with a movie, you get another hour or so in the theater with an immersive modality in order to deeply integrate that movie into your life. So, for example, after a meditation movie, we'll do on, you know, a physical meditation in the theater. After a movie about the connection with nature, we'll actually go out into the Red Rocks and hike.
Oh, wow.
We have a movie about a convict who had his spiritual transformation while incarcerated through poetry and creative writing. And then we will have actually a creative journaling workshop right there in the theater.
And what a better place. Yeah, and what a better place than Sedona to have something like that. I mean, Greg was saying earlier that he went camping there some years ago. And, you know, I was mentioning how I went to have a supai and just the beautiful mountains and everything like that and the canyons. People, the group that went before me the week before, they were actually doing yoga in the canyons. So, I mean, it's just such a transformative place to have something like that.
Without question, and we find that anybody wants an excuse to come to Sedona for an inner journey.
No kidding, yeah.
And I think your opening movie is a movie called Sold, producer Jane Charles. She's going to be on her show at 11:20 today. We're going to talk a bit about that. Do you want to say anything about that opening movie?
Sure. You know, my favorite story about this movie is really how we found it. My programmer, Sharon Foster, and I, we're scouting films and at another film festival, and we came across the director of this film, Oscar-winning director Jeffrey Brown, in the parking lot of a movie theater. And, you know, he told us about his film, which is about a girl in Nepal who is accidentally sold into prostitution. And at first, you know, I really felt it wasn't a fit for our film festival because it was more social issue based, and we really focused on on the inner journey and more of the spiritual content. But two things changed our mind, and that was that, number one, the main character in this film, her name is Lakshmi, she actually uses her bhakti yoga practice in order to persevere through, you know, through through her very unfortunate situation. And the second is just how passionate Jeffrey was about addressing the problem of human trafficking through yoga nidra and yoga nidra as a healing treatment. And when he told us about what he's doing in the world in order to make that happen, we just had the chills. And so we watched the movie and we said, we just have to have this. And then Gillian Anderson, the actress from The X-Files, decided that this was something that she really wanted to support. And she is flying in from London in order to make the screening. And another fun story about how that came to be is that, you know, we invited Gillian, but unfortunately her plane flights from London were $15,000. And of course, you know, as a new arts organization, that's not affordable for us. And so we put it out there in the world that, you know, something was going to make this possible. And ultimately, we got a donation of 180,000 airline points from her co-star, David Arquette.
Nice.
How perfect is that? I think maybe there was something else in works there.
You know, when something is supposed to happen, we just believe it's in divine order.
Well, you know, that is one thing. This is Tricia. Sorry to join in late like this. But, you know, I think more and more Eastern philosophies, yoga, more holistic aspects of health and life are coming to the forefront and more mainstream all the time. And I look at this film festival and this movie kind of as a public service announcement as well, to help to get people to see these other aspects that they might not have thought of previously.
Absolutely. And we're finding, you know, the mainstream is becoming much more amenable to, you know, mind, body, spirit concepts. And so movies are one way in which we can draw the masses in to expand our consciousness.
I think this is great. And wow, we'll have you on again. We sort of ran out of time here, but we want to remind everyone, May 27th to May 31st. How do they find more information and how to attend?
Go onto our website, www.illuminatefilmfestival.com, and you can purchase tickets right now.
Well, Danette Wolpert, thank you so much for being on. And definitely next year I'm going to be attending. I wish I could this year, but congratulations and good luck.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Danette Wolpert, Illuminate Executive Director. I want to go. I'm going next year. Anyway, this song is?
We Belong, sung by a real handful, Rebel Wilson.
Is this supposed to be a cappella?
No, this is one song in the movie that's not a cappella.
I was going to say, because there's music playing.
But it is a very humorous
It is very
scene.
Humorous scene, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And we have a special guest coming up at 11.
Perhaps two of them.
And two. Two T for two. This is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.